Representative John Kavanaugh said the perennial backlog of cases at Child Protective Services, plus the discovery of 6,500 complaints that were never investigated, will require more tax dollars. But Kavanaugh said there need to be more services to foster families. And he thinks the cash for that can come from an 80-cent-a-pack tax on cigarettes voters approved in 2006. That now funds a program known as First Things First, which finances everything from pre-kindergarten programs to subsidized child care.
It's an awful lot of taxpayer dollars that are going to First Things First, and we're talking about very high-need, high-risk children.
Kavanaugh's plan would take a quarter of the funds raised, about $33 million a year. Sam Lavis, the group's interim director, said he sympathizes with what Kavanaugh is trying to do.
The implicit acknowledgement from Mr. Kavanaugh in a proposal like this is that the state needs to really think seriously about restoring some of the disinvestments that have occurred in prevention, early intervention, and intervention for vulnerable families.
But Lavis said First Things First will fight any effort to strip away some of its funds, saying that only will hurt many of the same people Kavanaugh said he's trying to help.
In a lot of ways, I think the proposal itself is a little bit of robbing Peter to pay Paul. First Things First already contributes, in a lot of ways, resources for vulnerable families and children.
For example, Lavis said his organization spends more than 30% of its money on subsidies for about 14,000 low-income families to help them afford child care. And Lavis said much of that became necessary when the state itself cut back on its own child care subsidies, creating a waiting list of more than 6,700 youngsters. The 2006 vote for the cigarette tax came amid claims that Arizona needed to do more to address early childhood education and health needs for children up to age 5. The program includes a specific emphasis on children from lower-income families to close the achievement gap. Grants are made to local organizations. When initially approved, the levy generated as much as $170 million a year. Lavis said that anti-smoking efforts, including the tax itself, have dropped that to $132 million. Whatever the money involved, Kavanaugh needs more than just the consent of his colleagues to divert the cash. Because the tobacco tax was approved at the ballot box, any alteration, including how the money is divided up, would need to be ratified by voters in November. Kavanaugh, however, said he's optimistic.
I think the voters won't have a problem with diverting it. It's for a similar cause, but we're simply going to the most vulnerable of the vulnerables.
But the record is not on Kavanaugh's side. A 2010 legislative bid to take all of the tobacco tax proceeds to balance the budget was soundly trounced, with fewer than one-third of those casting ballots in support. Kavanaugh said this is different, and not just because the move would take only a quarter of the funds. He said the proceeds would be guaranteed to go for children rather than simply helping lawmakers balance the books.
And by the way, there'll be a no supplanting clause in here, so they're not going to be able to claim that we're just using their money to replace ours.
Hearings on the proposal will start after the legislature convenes later this month. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.